Paul said, I wasn't to speak very long, so just to let you know that we're celebrating the most wonderful gift that has been given. Amen. Well, we're talking about gifts, and we're thinking about special gifts. Now, here are some expensive gifts that have been given. The diamond there is a diamond that was given to Queen Victoria in 1850. Anybody know its name? Koh-i-noor diamond, and it forms part of the crown. It's worth about between 10 and 13 billion pounds. So it's quite expensive. You have the Walking Man bronze sculpture, which was given by Roman Abramovich to Jose Mourinho, to his future wife. And that's only $104 million. The jet, I'm not sure who that was. I put in an order for it, but yes, I'm not sure of the value either. Then you can have a very expensive meal at Lejontornet in Stockholm. And that will only cost you just over 400 euros. No, you can't have it for Christmas. You need to order make a booking for March. So if you'd like to place an order, I can pass it on for you. And they'll be beginning these very expensive meals. There's 12 meals that they're preparing at this restaurant. So those are very expensive things. They're not necessarily the best things. So being expensive doesn't mean always that it's the best. Sometimes the best gift is very inexpensive. It comes from somebody who loves and maybe who spent time making something, and it's not very expensive, but it's actually the best gift. And what we're thinking about today is actually the most expensive and the best gift. First of all, the most expensive gift. And the best gift and the most expensive gift is a person, Jesus Christ. And what we read, what we've been thinking about, is that he was rich and he became poor. He created, he owns everything. He was the creator of the universe. And when he came to earth, he lived among us, he owned nothing. When they hung him on the cross, they took his special clothes and they divided it among themselves. He didn't have a house, he didn't own anything, and yet he had created the whole universe. He was all powerful. He created the world by his word. All powerful. And then when he came into the world, he was a baby, helpless in his mother's arms, carried about, fed by her, totally helpless. He was the ruler of all, worshipped by the angels. And yet when he came here, he became a servant. So his whole life was lived as serving others. And then, of course, he went to the cross to serve. He was perfect, absolutely glorious, absolutely perfect. And yet, here, he took your sin and he took my sin. He was eternal. There's never been a time when he wasn't there. Always there, eternal. And yet he came to earth and he died. He was rich, but he became poor. And so Christmas is about the humility of Jesus, Jesus humbling himself. But Christmas is also about the love of Jesus, the grace of Jesus. And so in the verse that we read, it said, "For your sakes he became poor." The reason why he left the riches and became poor was for your sake and for my sake. The most expensive gift ever, Jesus. The best gift. And I want to read some verses that really are devastating. You can go to the hospital and you get an x-ray. And you may look okay on the outside, but when they take the x-ray, they may find that, in fact, there's a lot that's wrong with you. Because the x-ray reveals that there's something devastating going inside your body, and you need help. Well, these verses are like a spiritual x-ray. We look okay on the outside, but when God puts us through a spiritual x-ray, this is what he sees. And so I want us to read Ephesians 2, 1 to 3. "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath." I think those verses are probably some of the most devastating in the whole Bible. They, when you read them, you think, wow, that's terrible. That's a terrible situation to be in. But are they true? Is that really the situation that human beings are in? Well, that's God's spiritual x-ray, as it exposes what we are like. We seem to be okay. To other people, we're okay. Maybe to ourselves, we feel we're okay. But this shows that we are poor. We are in trouble. And so, as you go through, it says we're dead. Spiritually, we're dead. We don't understand God. Jesus doesn't mean very much to us. Spiritually, we're dead. Prayer is not important. The Bible is difficult book and doesn't mean very much. Spiritually, we're dead. We're slaves. We are very much concentrated on ourselves, what I want. So our whole life is taken up, what I want, what I want. We're slaves to the world around us. We're criminals. We're rebels. We've broken God's laws. There's nobody who can say, "I have kept God's laws." We're criminals. We deserve his judgment. And there's no hope. We have no hope as we look to the future because God's judgment is there. So these verses tell us we are poor, we are in trouble. But Christmas tells us why Jesus came, to make us rich. So that instead of being dead, we're made alive. And the verses in Ephesians 2 go on to tell us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Jesus. We're now free to serve God. We don't have to follow our own desires, the world. We're free to serve God. We have become the children of God. So we are safe. We're no longer under his judgment. And we have an incredible future. I've just been reading the end of the story in Revelation. And when you read Revelation 21 and 22, it is an absolutely amazing future that we have. And I think John is struggling to find words to portray how wonderful it is. And he describes it using words about emeralds and jasper and carnelian and so on. He's trying to portray how amazing our future is. This is we who were poor, but through Jesus, we've been made rich. And so Christmas is about Jesus humbling himself, but it's also about us humbling ourselves and recognizing where we are poor. Receiving from Jesus the gifts, the riches that he brings to us, and then overflowing with praise and thanks. And we have examples in the Christmas stories of the praise of God because of the coming of Jesus into our world. So you have Zechariah, he sings a song, praise to God. You have Mary, praise of God. You have the angels coming to the shepherds, praising God. The shepherds going to see Jesus. And so we should be overflowing with praise. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Paul, he's talking about the giving, and we've had an offering today, giving to Prospects and Tear Fund. And as he thinks about giving, he immediately thinks of the greatest gift, the gift of Jesus. And so as we celebrate Christmas, let's think of the most expensive gift. He was rich, but he became poor. It's also the best gift, because we were poor, but we've now been made rich.